Tuesday afternoon. Now, I mentioned yesterday there was the possibility of a late addition to the roster today, a special guest joining us, and that has come to fruition. Our first guest this afternoon here on the program is known for a long career on stage and screen. Films like Body Heat, Romancing the Stone, Peggy Sue Got Married, Serial Mom, work on television, Friends, Mom, The Kaminsky Method, and more. She is starring as Madame Armfelt in the production of A Little Night Music at the Ogunquip Playhouse. We are so thrilled to welcome to the program Kathleen Turner.
Hello, Rich Kimball. Good day to you.
Thank you so much for making some time for us today.
I'm pleased to. What a gloomy day, though, huh? It's been so beautiful here, but we have to have some of these, right?
We try to mix in the occasional gloomy day here in Maine, and that way some of the less desirable tourists don't stay.
That's tricky, guys.
Now, in your case, we would give you sunshine every day to keep you.
I'm sticking around for four more weeks.
We're so glad to hear that. Now, is this your first time performing in Maine?
Yes, it's my first time in Maine, actually. In all my travels, I've somewhat, never got here.
Well, we're glad you finally made it here. And what a wonderful character. Can you talk a little bit about the wonderful Madame Armfelt, a woman with a past, a woman not shy about expressing her opinion?
No, she suits me quite well. Madame Armfelt was a professional courtesan. You know, in her youth, she had beauty and she had poise and training, and she would benefit from the kindness of rich titled gentlemen who would keep her, during her time with them. She sounds like she had quite a variety. I think she's really quite lovely. She's as you say, she's not afraid to say what's on her mind. But she certainly has humor, which is important.
Well, and just in many ways, trying to protect her family, but especially her granddaughter.
Oh, very much so. Well, she her daughter, Desiree, that Julia Murney plays so brilliantly. Her daughter has has become a very successful actress, but has always worked for her own living. And Madame Armfelt just doesn't make any sense to her at all, at least not in that way. So she's hoping to, I think, coach her granddaughter into a more reasonable future.
Well, and you get to do one of the great numbers of the show, Liaisons, is got to be so much fun to do.
Oh, it is, because all of these songs here, these Sondheim songs are really stories. They're scripted. They're not just, oh, what a beautiful morning. Not that I got anything against that, but these songs tell stories. And that's what I am. I'm a storyteller. I mean, myself, Kathleen. So it pleases me very much, yes.
Have you done Sondheim before?
No, honey, I've never done a musical before.
Well, what's that experience been like for you?
Why not? It's time to try. I mean, I turned 70 a couple weeks ago, and I thought, what haven't I done? And this offer came in on that day, I think. And I thought, well, why not? Haven't done that yet.
Well, and people may not know about your theatrical background, which is extensive. Was it Gemini, Judith Hastings, that was your Broadway debut?
Yeah, Gemini in 78, I think. But I have played theaters all across the country, as well as Broadway and as well as the West End. in London. It's really my primary passion, definitely.
Well, and the process itself is, I don't know, it feels to me like is more collaborative, that you were so likely to bond with that ensemble when you're performing a play, not to mention the immediate feedback that you get from the audience.
Well, no, see, that's the key. To be able to, you know, to be in the room with the people that you want to do it for is, there's no feeling like it. And I mean, certainly you can have wonderful collaborations and closeness in a film, because if you go off on location or something, it's like summer camp. You're all isolated, off in this one place for months, you know. And then the film ends, and poof, it disappears. This theater is longer lasting, I want to say.
We're talking with Kathleen Turner on Downtown. She's performing in A Little Night Music at Algonquin Playhouse through August 17th. Tickets and information available at algonquinplayhouse.org. You have performed in some of the greatest plays and some of the most challenging roles in the theater. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, The Graduate, Tallulah, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? My gosh, those are roles those are performances that cut to the bone, where you have to dig deep and expose so much of yourself.
Well, I think, you know, my glory, and since I was 20, honestly, I first read Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf in college, you know, and thought, in my arrogant youth, I thought, well, that's it. When I'm 50, I'll be Martha on Broadway. And so then when I turned 49, I thought, I better get going here. Anyway, I got to have lunch with Edward and talk about the play and everything. And he agreed to let me do a reading for him. And halfway through the reading, he said, when do you want to do it? It was the most glorious afternoon.
Well, I would think so. But does that take a toll on you? Are you able to do a role like that and then just walk away, take off the costume and the makeup at the end of the night and go back to being Kathleen?
Not really. You think you do, or I used to think that I could, that I knew absolutely the break between on stage and off stage. But I learned from my loved ones that is not always true. I come home after two shows and nobody's walked the dog, and it's like, you know, what do you want from me? Anyway, so no, I have to be aware of that. But not all characters are that take you over to that the same extent.
Any chance that you'll you do your one woman show, Finding My Voice, again?
Yes. Yeah, I'm working on reshaping it. You know, the point of that, too, is to incorporate stories and experiences. So as my work and my life goes on, I'll add in a story and take out another. And I want it to be flexible. I want it to be to grow as I do. And that and my favorite one-woman show, though, is Molly Ivins. I have a one-woman. It's brilliant. Actually, it's wonderful. I've done it in Washington and Berkeley and, oh, heavens, Betsy, a couple other places. It's, you know, the wit and wisdom of Molly Ivins, who was a great political journalist. Very funny.
You've also added opera to your resume, performing at the Met. Is the Duchess of Krakentorp? What was that like?
It's a speaking role.
Well, yes, but look, I was going to leave that part out. I let people imagine that you were out there being operatic, as I'm sure you were.
I might have been operatic, but it wasn't in the singing. It was extraordinary, though, to be on the stage at the Metropolitan Opera House. You know, with 360,000. 600 seats out in front of you. Oh, my. That's really thrilling.
I want to go back, if I can, to the beginning of your film career. Body Heat was such a huge success, both commercially and critically. Could anybody be prepared, though, for the level of attention that followed that?
I don't think so. I mean, I think Bill Hurt, who said to me once, you know, you can train, you can learn, you can be taught to act, but nobody can teach you how to be a star.
Mm.
So there is no class on this. That was my first time on film. The only time I've been on camera before that was a soap opera,
right.
The Doctors. And so this was a whole new world to me. And one of the things that I was most attracted to was, we really broke ground in terms of the sexual mores and what had been done in film previously. And I wanted that because I felt it was way overdue.
I sometimes think when people talk about chemistry between actors that sells them short a little bit, because there's some great acting ability that can lead to that chemistry. But there's an undeniable magic when you and Michael Douglas are together. We saw it in the Romancing the Stone films, War of the Roses, and then when you got back together to work in that great cast of the Kominsky Method.
Well, I tell you, we're just easy. It's just like, oh, it's you. You know, it's just maybe we know each other so well. But don't leave out Danny now. Danny is part of all those films. It's really was more of a threesome, you know. But Michael and I are just have a good time together.
And I know you're good friends with him. The experience of working with John Waters on Serial Mom, what was that like for you?
Yes, I loved him. He's such a sweet man. I mean, believe it. His humor, of course, is very... When I first read that script of Serial Mom, I had grave doubts. And so I called up John, and I said, look, this could either be really, truly, screamingly funny, or it could just be a dismal gore fest. You know, how do you plan to shoot this? Next thing I know, he jumped on a train up to New York, where I live and have always lived. He jumps on a train, knocks on my door, and proceeds to explain how he's going to actually shoot scene by scene. And it was clear that it was going to be just outrageously funny, I thought. And I think we did, you know.
Well, it was wonderful. And one of my favorite films of yours, it's such a textured, such a layered performance, is the great Peggy Sue Got Married.
Oh, I have to confess, that's truly one of my favorites, too. Start with the... It's just magic, the whole concept. From the first shot, when she's sitting there looking at the mirror in her high school outfit, right? And you go, and the camera seems to impossibly pull through the mirror. So you're seeing the front and the back of her at the same time. This is not physically possible, but it completely sets up the magic of peace. Yeah?
Well, and also working with some of the greats of acting, people like Barbara Harris, Don Murray, Marino Sullivan, Leon Ames, for goodness sakes.
Maureen, help me out here.
Marino
wonderful,
Sullivan.
Wonderful. Yes. Oh, did I like her? Yes. In fact, I brought my grandparents then to the set. I flew them out to California because I was sure that they would really... Anyway, they're sitting off camera, you know, and Leon was having trouble remembering a line. And my grandmother finally says, oh, for heaven's sake. Yeah, it's Thursday, not Friday. And and everybody sort of froze. And I said, you know, Grandmommy, You know, she said, well, I'm 86. If I can retain it, why can't he? You're going to get kicked off set, man. You know?
Kathleen, can you talk a little bit about your work, which you have done for so many years with Planned Parenthood, an organization that I think we need to support now more than ever?
Always. Always. Yeah, no, since I was 19. Well, because when I came, I didn't grow up in the United States. And when my father died, suddenly, the only place we had to go was my grandparents in Springfield, Missouri. And I went to the clinic there figuring, you know, thinking ahead, thinking this is probably going to be part of my life. So I went to the clinic. And they were so supportive. And so every place I've lived since then, I have done or traveled to open, to speak for, to fundraise. But my primary organization now, and the one I am most dedicated to, is called People for the American Way.
That's the Norman Lear organization, right? Yeah.
Yes, 40-some years ago. And he asked me, oh, at least 40 years ago, to be part of that. And I'll tell you, we're a mix, you know. We're not one party affiliated. We are progressive. We believe in, listen to me. The organization stands for freedom of the press, freedom of speech, and protection of individual rights, and progressive support for progressive leadership. So we are, you can imagine these last few years for us. Mm.
You clearly knew what the former president was all about. I have to guess from that first handshake you got from him back in the 1980s.
Oh, my. Have you seen that picture?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm like recoiling. But he seems to, it looks like he's got me up against a wall in a closet or something, you know? That's enough. Yeah.
Well, Kathleen, it is such a treat to talk with you. The performances continue through the 17th of August at a Gunquit Playhouse. See Kathleen Turner.
It really is. I sit off stage the whole time when I'm not on watching because I'm mesmerized by it, you know.
Well, it sounds wonderful. Looking forward to seeing it. And thank you so much for spending time with us today. And hope you'll come back to Maine again down the road.
I think I will.
Perfection. Thank you so much, Kathleen. Well, wonderful to talk with you.
Welcome.
All right. Break legs.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.